Joined by Atlantic CAD wrestling coach Tim Duff. They've had a lot of qualifiers over the years, but eight going here in 2026. And coach, the last time you took eight was 2011. What can you say about this crew today?
I thought they wrestled hard. A well-ran tournament. Our kids competed hard. Moved eight kids onto the state tournament, so that's awesome for those kids and their families. And the season, the sport of wrestling, it's a long season, and it really takes a community supporting those kids and their families. Put a lot of time and effort, and so that's a fun achievement for their families and those kids. Three champs and five runner-ups. Now we take those eight guys, see if we can go to state tournament and try to win some medals.
Talk about the mental toughness of the two that got it through Russellback, Draven and Craven.
Russellback is always, mentally a tough thing to have to turn around 30 minutes after a match, come back, for Draven after a loss. To come back 30 minutes later and wrestle to go to the state tournament. So showed a lot of heart there. And Draven Smith lost early, came back and won on the backside and won and kept winning. I thought he wrestled better throughout the day and wrestled his best his last match to go to the state tournament. So that's awesome for them. And the other guys, you look at the three champs, I thought they really controlled their matches throughout the day. Braxton Hass looked real solid, was pretty dominant today. Jaden Harder, real solid, pretty dominant today. Donovan Hedrington, real solid, pretty dominant today. So those three looked really good. And like I said, the other guys, they don't send out invites to state tournaments, so you have to earn it. So you get what you earn, and so it's awesome for them to see them take that next step.
Coach, every year the team seems to wrestle at their best this time of year. How do you do it?
You'd like to say every year that's the case. I thought this group wrestled well throughout the season and wrestled good today. And so a lot of positives from today. Some of our young guys got some experience, and hopefully they can use that to motivate them as they move into the off season. And now we turn our attention. The guys that aren't moving on, now their focus is to help, those eight guys get ready to wrestle their best next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
How much of an advantage is it to take eight out of the 14 weight class as far as a team to show up there?
Oh, it's nice warming up to have an even number, makes up warming up even. You take eight kids, hopefully they can build off of each other, and momentum is a real thing in high school sports and all sports. And so hopefully if we can come out, wrestle well, feed off each other and build a little momentum and try to win some matches and see if we're there to support each other and help each other be ready to wrestle their best. And the more kids you take, just the more normal the day feels. It doesn't feel it just kind of adds to the it's just more regular when you have more guys there. It just everybody's getting ready to wrestle, and makes everybody wrestle a little bit better.
Thanks a bunch. Congratulations.
Bring home some medals too.